Blackstone Audio presents The Track of Sand by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. Chapter 1. He opened his eyes and immediately closed them again. For some time now, he had been sort of refusing to wake up in the morning. It was not, however, to prolong any pleasurable dreams, which he was having less and less of these days. No, it was a pure and simple desire to remain a little while longer inside the dark well of sleep, warm and deep, hidden at the very bottom, where it would be impossible for anyone to find him. But he knew he was irremediably awake, and so, with his eyes still sealed, he started listening to the sound of the sea. The sound was ever so slight that morning, almost a rustling of leaves, always repeating, always the same, a sign that the surf, coming and going, was breathing calmly. The day, therefore, promised to be a good one, without wind. He opened his eyes, looked at the clock. 7. As he was about to get up, a dream he'd had came back to him, but he could remember only a few confused, disconnected images of it. An excellent excuse to delay getting up a little longer. Stretching back out, he closed his eyes again, trying to put the scattered snapshots in order. There was someone beside him in a sort of vast, grassy expanse, a woman, and he now realized that it was Livia, but it wasn't Livia. That is, she had Livia's face, but her body was too big, deformed by a pair of buttocks so huge that she had difficulty walking. He, too, felt tired, as after a long walk, though he couldn't remember how long they had been walking. So he asked her, "Is there far to go?"
"Are you already tired? Not even a small child would wear a..."